In the United States, more patients are turning to alternative medicines, including folk remedies and ancient Chinese practices as part of their health care. According to the National Institutes of Health, nearly 40% of adults have used some type of therapy that isn't taught in Western medical schools. But more than 40 U.S. universities, including Stanford, UCLA, Duke, and the George Washington University, have responded to this trend by opening so-called integrative medicine centers.
Is there anything in particular you'd like to work on today?
I have end of rotation and exams coming up next week, which I find enormously stressful.
Jean Ayers is getting an acupuncture treatment, but she's not a regular patient. She's studying to be a physician assistant at George Washington University and taking an elective in integrative medicine. Participating in treatments is strongly encouraged.
You might feel a little pinch here, Jean.
In most of my training as a physician assistant, we look at a patient's history and symptoms, and then we come up with a, quote, differential diagnosis, all of the things that are likely to be possibilities to rule in or to rule out, given that constellation of symptoms and the history. Here we focus much more on the symptoms as indicative of entire lifestyle and symbolic of larger issues.
I think the root cause of diseases a lot of times extend beyond the biochemistry.
Dr. John Pan founded the Center for Integrative Medicine at the George Washington University Medical Center in 1998, after practicing as an obstetrician and gynecologist for more than 25 years. He says the center books about 6,000 appointments per year, and most patients have tried conventional medicine before coming here.
They've gone to Hopkins, they've gone to the Mayo Clinic, they're not solving their problem, they're told that nothing can be done, you have to live with it, and they're seeking the last resort.
Yep, got blood flow.
Oh, you got blood flow?
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
Patients like Anna Sterud, after a two-year battle with ovarian cancer, including surgery, chemotherapy, and a clinical trial, she decided to try vitamin C infusions, which are delivered intravenously through the same port where she receives chemotherapy.
I'm very much for scientifically proven methods of treatment. But when you feel that your time is starting to run out, you just gotta go 100% and look for alternatives, and that's what I did.
With more Americans turning to those alternatives, the U.S. government founded the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine in 1998 as part of the National Institutes of Health. Dr. Josephine Briggs is the center's director.
Our job here at the National Institutes of Health is to bring really good science to these really interesting practices.
They are practices that are considered outside mainstream or federally approved medicine, like the use of dietary supplements, meditation, and yoga, as well as chiropractic adjustments, acupuncture, massage, and Reiki, a kind of touch therapy. A 2007 survey by the NIH indicated 4 in 10 Americans use one of these practices, most often to treat pain. Nevertheless, some critics of alternative medicine say they are placebos at best, and the government should not be funding research into them. Dr. Briggs disagrees.
I think that the extent to which Americans are interested in these practices is a good reason for them being studied. We do do our best to provide reliable information on our website about methods. That material is all very carefully reviewed by peers and scientific experts. But we don't independently say, this is great, you should use this, this is lousy, you shouldn't use this. We leave that and rely on expert evaluation.
Testing some alternative therapies can be difficult. For example, scientists still aren't certain how acupuncture works.
There may be direct effects of the stimulation on the nervous system that change pain processing. But part of this may be expectation and the reassurance of the practitioner, the effect of the ritual. Some people would call that a placebo effect. If it helps, however, it's worth knowing about. And our researchers are looking at those questions.
Dr. Deirdre Orser is both a naturopathic physician and Chinese medicine practitioner at the Center for Integrative Medicine. She sometimes uses acupuncture for her patients.
I try my best
to use it in conjunction with the more Western model, whether it's natural or sort of conventional, and bring that in as a perspective and also as a healing modality. I appreciate working jointly with the conventional world. It's not an us or them situation.
That's the philosophy behind integrative medicine, to complement Western treatments with other methods.
For me, it was very important to do both, because I believe in the scientifically approved methods, but I wanted to take advantage of some therapies that opens up the minds of otherwise firmly set oncologists.
Stewart is encouraged that her oncologist is open-minded. He has asked her to bring information about the Center for Integrative Medicine back to share with other cancer patients. Susan Logue, VOA News, Washington.